Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
mounted as the floating palace neared her European port. Having crossed from New York to Bishop's Rock off the English coast in 3 days, 10 hours, and 40 minutes, the liner United States established a new Atlantic speed record July 6, 1952. Cheering crowds at Southampton hailed the American ship that had clipped 10 hours from the transatlantic mark set by Britain's own Queen Mary. Then westbound, the United States knifing through the Atlantic for her second record crossing. It was noted by the builders of the ship that in the event of necessity for emergency conversion to military service, the United States could transport 14,000 men, or virtually a full division, 10,000 miles without putting into port for food, fresh water, or fuel. But for the crew and officials and passengers aboard the liner, the greatest moment was now at hand. The United States was reaching Ambrose Lightship outside New York with the Blue Riband of the Atlantic, having made the return trip in a record 3 days, 12 hours, 12 minutes. Saluting the ship whose maiden voyage shattered Atlantic speed marks going over and coming back. At the turn of the century and beyond, Great Britain and Germany dominated leadership in fast Atlantic crossings. Now, for the first time in almost 100 years, the speed crown was claimed by the Stars and Stripes. New York, home port for many of the greatest ships on the oceans, really put on a show. A big broom symbolized the sweep of the Blue Ribbon Speed Trophy by the $70 million United States, America's first lady of the high seas.
Good afternoon and welcome to America's Disabled Veterans in Action. I'm Dr. George Anderson and we are ADDIA.media. I am trying to reach our co-host Stephanie from Northern California to see if we're having a show. And to see what's going on. We have been trying to bring about our show here for a couple of days, and I really do want us to be able to have a definite comment about what's happening live and intact today on ADVIA. We're one day shy of a governmental shutdown. And that is that we are having a great day as we're leading the news and information service for veterans organizations. We have been able to get to a quarter of a million people per week, and that has been a phenomenal job. Every time I look around, I think that that is something that needs to be commended. But we are also in negotiations with the United States Senate to try to bring out information from those who are there representing us, both from the Republican and Democratic. We spoke today with Senator Sanders, trying to get him to come on these airways so that we can do a better job of getting the news and information out. We have been very helpful to the community, hopefully, and we want to do more for our veterans, you know, to make sure that our veterans have what they need and to bring about the things that have been here and that we have to talk about. Asklin Navy Yard number is 56. Our Brooklyn Navy Yard number is 347-884-8078, 347-884-8078. It is important. It is important that we share our news and information by our radio station, and we do whatever we can in order to make sure that the veterans are accounted for and that we get what we need to have and bring forward as far as news and information. I am assuming that we don't have a host this afternoon, folks, because it looks like there's no Stephanie. And without her here, I'm going to shut down the show just for today. We will be back with a full show tomorrow. I was trying to give her a few extra minutes to get in, but I have not been able to raise her either by phone or to hear from her. So in order to do this show and give you a full quality of a show, I need to make sure that we have her here. And as you can see, I'm blathering on about things. Well, we'll be back tomorrow with Marilyn Weish with a full episode on benefits, and we will see you then. I hope everybody has a good Tuesday evening. And again, we are apologies about the show tonight, but we'll be back on tomorrow. Have a great evening. Everybody, stay warm, stay safe, and enjoy the holidays. God bless America.